And I think we're very positive about the business on all fronts. We've done a lot in recent years to modernise our beer portfolio, and a great deal to, if you like, raise the centre of gravity and raise the average quality of our pubs. There's more to do, always is more to do, but you know, right now I think we're in good shape. And you know, when conditions are right, such as over this summer with the long sustained spell of sunshine, we've had some excellent recent trading. We're an investing company. We're not interested in the number of pubs particularly. We're interested in the quality of the pub and the quality of the experience customers can have. So it's perfectly true the numbers of our pubs have, we've sold 46 in the last 5 years. We've acquired 15. We've just acquired another 8. But it's all about quality, not quantity, and it's all about then upping the investment. So the other sort of dynamic in the last 5 years is that the annual investment within our pubs has increased from 5.2 million to 9.5 in this year. So not quite double, but not far off. In a relative, that's just within the existing estate. So and you know, you'll be aware of some of the larger developments that we've done, and specifically this year, the Ship and Trades in Chatham Maritime, we spent 1.2 million, and the Royal Albion in Broadstairs, we spent 700,000. Those are our two biggest projects. But it's sustained investment over a period of time. You know, one year of investment doesn't make a jot of difference, really. It's sustained an incremental investment and thinking for the long term, and being very clear where we want to get to. I think that's one of Shepherd Neame's strengths, and you know, I see no reason why that won't change. Of course, there will be, you know, economic ups and downs in the wider economy, but we're very focused on you know, creating a strong brand presence for Shepherd Neame, having a great brand portfolio, and having a great pub estate, but always thinking several years ahead.